Okay. Third parak of Erev Mishnah Ches. We continue with various machleksim of Rabbi Yehuda Chachomin about the status of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So, for Oyedam Rabbi Yehuda said another statement. Matod Malkalkol v'yoyim tevrishin v'oichu v'sheni. They can make a condition. He had pairs which were tevel, and he can make a condition the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and he says, if today is Chol, it's not the real Yom Tov, then I want it to be Truma now, because you're allowed to take Truma on a weekday. If today is the Yom Tov and tomorrow is Chulin, then he says that in the second day, that if yesterday was Yom Tov and today is not Yom Tov, I want the Truma to take effect today. Basically, by doing so, after he finished the proclamation of the second day, Mamanashach, he took off the Truma. He either took it off yesterday, he took it off today. Yeah, so that's his opinion, because he treats them as, once again, Tasveka de Yema, and each one is a separate entity. V'chein beitu shenol l'berishin teichol b'sheini. Also, an egg that was laid on one of the 2 days can be eaten on the second day. Why? Because if the first day was Yontif, the second day is Chol. So there's no problem with eating a beitu that was laid on Yontif. And another way around, if the first day was Chol, so there's no problem with using an egg that was laid on a Chol for Yontif. That's his opinion. They did not agree to it because they treat it as one unit of Kedusha Achas, and that's why we paskin. And if it was also on the first day, it remains also on the second day. Yeah. And that's in respect to Rosh Hashanah, in respect to Shnei Yom Tovim of Chutz La'aretz. Over there we do paskin that the egg that was laid in one day is mutter on the other day. That's only by Hachonim and the Mela, which means something that was created on one of the 2 days can be used on the second day. But a person is not allowed to be mechem beferish from one day of Yom Tov to the other, even Yom Tov Sheni.